This is the closing market report for a Friday afternoon. On the phone line with us, Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute, to take up the weather forecast. Jim, how are you on this holiday weekend?
I'm doing well, thanks.
I like to call it a holiday weekend, though many of us work on Fridays.
The 4th of July. It's almost like the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, a little bit. It empties out pretty good in most areas, certainly here on campus. But it's kind of a nice day. Looks like it's going to rain a bit here, maybe off and on over the next several days, though. Is that right?
That's right. We have a 20% chance tonight and a 30% chance tomorrow. And then we've got a couple of warm, sunny days with highs in about the mid-80s and lows in the upper 60s to around 70. And then the rain, chance of rain is pretty much Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday after that. And lots of warm, muggy weather, kind of typical July conditions there with a chance of rain of almost every day. So it finally feels like summer out there.
It feels like summer, but certainly July came in really kind of cold. I think I saw on my Twitter feed from Skilling in Chicago that the first couple of days of July were 19 degrees below the first few days of July last year.
On average. That's very possible because we were already in the upper 90s to low 100s a year ago today or this week. And you know, this year we've been about 5 degrees below average, so very mild conditions compared to last year, and also a little wetter than last year too. We've had some rain the last week or so, especially southern Illinois has been fairly wet. And if you look at June in its entirety, there we've had 5.2 inches of rain across the state. That's kind of statewide average, and a year ago it was 1.8 inches, so more than double last year's rainfall for June. And you know, a lot of that fell in the northern part of the state, and then there's another area south of Interstate 70. They also got quite a bit of rain out of this. So they probably could use a little more sunshine and a little less rain right now.
Well, once we get past Tuesday next week, will that happen or not?
Well, you know, if you look at the longer range outlooks for the Climate Prediction Center, they are indicating that for out to the 14 days, we're looking at cooler conditions, which temperature-wise, not only for Illinois, but kind of the Midwest as a whole. Precipitation-wise, for the most part, they expect to be on the 6 to 10 day. It's most of the state is above average on the risk for increased precipitation. And then for the 8 to 10 day, it's kind of the southern half of the state. So the southern half of the state is on target to being able to continue that wet trend of the last week or two.
All right. Thanks much.
You're welcome.
Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute, joined us here on the closing market report for this Friday afternoon. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow or on our website, one of the two, for our Commodity Week program. Our guest is Chad Hart. He's at Iowa State Extension. I'm Todd Gleason.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.